Hi, this is Michael Bozzi. Welcome to the next episode of Marketing Without the Marketing. You know what? I'm 8, 9, 10 episodes in, and I haven't talked about the title of the podcast at all. And I got a question about this, and I thought, hey, I should address that. People say, hey, what do you have against marketing? Look, I don't have anything against marketing itself, but it sure has changed a lot. And, you know, the folks who I work with, you know, keep in mind, this is small businesses, entrepreneurs, startups, authors, writers, bloggers, folks who are trying to build an audience online. A lot of these folks, because they're small, they're doing it themselves, right? They're doing their own marketing. And most of them, they don't really like it. It's the least favorite part of their business. It feels kind of icky or self-promotional. And of course it does if, you know, if your conception of marketing is what you've seen from traditional broadcast media. But like I said, marketing is not what it used to be, and I think it's a lot better now. And here's kind of the secret is, look, you don't really have to promote yourself anymore. You can actually do marketing without the marketing. So, you know, the natural next question is, yeah, okay, so how am I going to sell anything if I'm not doing any marketing, right? Well, the answer to that question is content marketing, which is one facet of content strategy, which is what I'm trying to discuss here in this podcast. The cool thing, and I always think this is a good thing, some people might think that this is a restriction, but really, content marketing, this is kind of your only path if you're still an unknown, right? And I say that it's liberating, not a restriction, because, you know, hey, look, that's one decision that's been made, right? I mean, you really, if you say, hey, look, that's my only path, great, this is what I'm going to do then. And, you know, I mean, content marketing, if you think about it, you boil it down, right? It's just using content to create connections. And that's the way this happens in the digital world, right? And really, that's the best path to building an audience. Some of the other traditional sort of broadcast mentality, some of those methods, while you could still employ them, they're really hard for a new player. But here's the thing. If content marketing is going to work, you got to stop thinking of it as promotion. That's the first step. You don't have to be self-promotional. It's much more soft touch, which is why I think it's a good fit for folks who really don't like this. And besides, if you are being self-promotional, I mean, you've all seen this when folks come and they're promoting something hard to you and you just, you know, you don't have a relationship with them yet, but they're pushing these things on you. I mean, as much as people don't like to do it, I mean, people don't want to hear it either. So, all right, so let's break this down then. I like to think of this in divided into two things, and this sort of opens a common mistake, right? Let's talk about strategy versus tactics. Now, to be effective at content marketing, you need two things. You need a strategy and then a set of tactics to execute the strategy. Now, this is a huge mistake that people make when they're like, okay, I'm going to do content marketing, great. And then they just head straight for tactics without it sort of being arranged around a strategy. Now, you're making connections and you're doing these things in a content marketing mindset. So I won't say that you can't succeed this way, but you'll definitely decrease your chances of success. I mean, it's always better to start out with a set of goals, right? So, you know, outline a set of goals. What I say is generally for small businesses, especially when usually there's sort of a time crunch, you know, there's very few people. Sometimes they're solo organizations. So there's only so many priorities that you can, you know, that you can sort of wrap your head around. So make that as few goals as you possibly can. Maybe that's 1, 2, or 3 goals. Really start there. Like, what's going to drive my business? Then take those goals and start to construct a plan around that. And then, of course, you want to build out some milestones so that you know, you can measure your success. Now, the tricky thing when you're starting with content marketing, and this is hard to get used to for some folks, is that it's very, very dynamic, meaning that as soon as you take your first step into it, it's going to start to change, right? And that's because you're dealing with actual people and you can't predict what they're going to do. And in point of fact, you won't really know your audience until you start interacting with them. So your plan is not going to be durable. It's going to be more of this sort of living, breathing entity. So even if you have a set of goals and a set of milestones, just expect that the tactics you use are going to change as soon as you learn a little bit more about your audience. And you got to learn to be okay with that, as hard as that is. Now, you know, most of us think of media as what? TV, radio, newspapers, you know, other broadcast media. And why not, right? This is what we grew up with. And it's still what we see most prevalently, right, in the major media outlets. Now, the concept of broadcast media, this was conceived in the 20th century. I mean, you could make a case for it really starting in the 19th century, but it's still valuable, there's no doubt, right? But if you're a new player, that type of, you know, TV, radio, newspapers, traditional advertising, I mean, that's going to do you absolutely no good. Think of these channels are scarce. They're expensive. I mean, you can't afford to pay for a television ad, right? Probably not a radio ad either. So, I mean, you're competing against the advertising budgets of multi-million dollar corporations. So you just don't stand a chance of getting above the noise there. And I would argue that even if you could afford it, what good would it do you? Right? If you're not an established brand, I mean, think about this. 20th century broadcast media, I mean, basically it's this spray of content at no one in particular hoping to catch someone's attention. And of course, there are demographics and targeting and all that, but how many times have you had to sit through an ad on television or on radio or whatever where it had absolutely no bearing on you or your family, your friends, whatever? I mean, this happens all the time, and that's just sort of one of the hazards of that broadcast mentality. Now, the cool thing is that social media changed all that. It didn't have to be this sort of one-to-many anymore. Now it was one-to-one, bi-directional. And of course, here's the cool thing. It levels access. So in other words, you have the same access to a potential customer as the multi-million dollar corporation. Now, of course, you know, this stuff's going to take time, and that multi-million dollar corporation can spend money to get people to spend the time to make those connections and everything. But the fact is, the access is equal. And that's just absolutely, I mean, it's just unbelievable if you think about it, right? I mean, this is the true power of this. So with all that power, what are you going to do with that? Couple things. First, abandon any thoughts about traditional broadcast media if you're a new player, right? The channels and the philosophy. You're not going to have access to the channels anyway, too expensive. And that broadcast philosophy, it's not really going to help you. You're not going to be able to shout loud enough for people to hear you over all the noise that's out there. Next, really get this into your head that it's not going to be about promotion. This stuff works differently. Your strategy instead needs to be centered around creating relationships. This is the reality of the social space, right? It's bi-directional. It has to feel like it's a conversation, has to feel genuine, has to feel like you're not selling something. And you know what? You won't be welcome into the social world unless you treat it that way. So this is really, I mean, it's a requirement. Now, I mentioned this before, but, you know, start with a set of goals around your business. And the other thing I would say is be really realistic about this. This is another thing that I see a lot of folks, you know, they have these hopes about, wow, this, you know, I think we can achieve X, Y, and Z, when really the thing that's realistic is X, you know. So be realistic about it. And this plays into when you set your milestones so that you can sort of measure it. And look, this stuff, it's a little different. It's going to take time. Organic growth always does. But I would argue that the result is deeper, more valuable connections that you're going to get a lot more out of in the long run. Now, like I said before, when you have this set of goals, now you construct a set of tactics around your stated goals. But another big thing is just, you know, make sure that this is in your comfort zone, right? I always see folks who are sort of, all right, I'm going to jump in the social media and there's some stuff that you're not so comfortable with. Do it at your own pace. I always feel like if you are, as I say, visibly straining against your own strategy, one, you're going to have a hard time being genuine. And two, I mean, people are going to see that and it's not going to seem natural and it's not going to seem like yourself. And that's, you know, that's going to be tough. All right. And then the other thing I would say, and this is what this is how I treat it as well. And it's another thing that's very different about the realm of content strategy and content marketing, is you got to think of it like an experiment, you know, like it's this ongoing experiment. Yes, you start with some hypotheses. You try a tactic around your strategy, right? You watch what happens, come up with a way to measure that, and then you learn from that. And then you take what you've learned and you apply it to your next tactic, right? So you're constantly iterating. You're constantly trying things that are different until you hit something. And then you build another set of tactics, right? If you find on something that works for your audience. And here's the crazy thing. You're not going to know until you start interacting with your audience. So you don't really know. I mean, you do start with a set of hypotheses, but you're not really going to know until you start actually interacting with them. And, you know, the last thing would be just have fun with it. I mean, this doesn't have to be, I mean, look, this is a professional discipline. You have to get good at it. It's like any other skill. You got to practice it. You got to keep at it. But you should have fun with it too, right? I mean, think about this. If you're not being self-promotional and instead you're treating this as sort of this exchange of ideas, expertise, encouragement, and support, it's not going to feel like marketing, right? And here's the cool thing. You're not going to feel all icky that you're marketing or being self-promotional. And this stuff is actually more effective as well. So, I mean, there's just so much that you can do with it. I mean, I just think this realm is just, it just puts so much power in the hands of the little guy. And, you know, it's just amazing. So, okay, I hope that you find this to be helpful, maybe a little pep talk. Maybe it inspires you to get out there and think a little bit differently about this. I sincerely hope that you get something out of this. And you can find more of my articles and, of course, on this podcast here on this site and on my personal site at michaelbosey.com. And thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate it.